The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am trying really hard. I want you to know that the texters, when they say that I'm too hard on you, T-Hack, it hurts me.
Oh.
Well, does I mean, it just because I
does
don't think
it because like nothing changes.
Here's what's diabolical about it.
Yeah,
I think they don't see how bad T-Hack is to me behind the scenes. So he like goads me into it, and then when we're on the air, I do it, and they're like, "Wow, this is a one-sided thing." And it's like,
no, you're not seeing the trauma behind the scenes.
Yeah, I've been provoked.
Yeah,
on the daily.
Aaron.
What?
See? Oh, wait. Yeah, keep pushing it. He might show you the dark side.
Okay. These lies.
So, having said that, I'm trying to understand you a little bit more. I'm trying to,
like
you say some of the things that you say that make me want to, like, grab you by the shoulders and shake you real hard until you wisen up.
Like, hey, good to see you again, Slacker. You're like, this guy.
But you just said, it's of all the flavors. I'm a person who loves just flavors. I love culinary flavors. I love alcohol flavors. I like candy flavors. I like savory. Mm-hmm. I love things. I just of all the flavors on God's green earth, short of being ranch or something white and creamy, the combination of leftover fruits.
Yeah.
That the big companies have, that they were like, well, we made too much cherry and a little bit too much pineapple. Mix them together and call it fruit punch. That's the worst thing there is. Anytime you can't distinctly, because there are good flavor combinations. There's like, you know, pineapple and mango together
delicious. Yeah. Mm.
But fruit punch is not that. Fruit punch itself.
Hold on. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
The little Hawaiian dude, Hawaiian punch, is that the same as fruit punch?
Yeah.
It is. Oh,
it
yeah.
is? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that?
I do.
It's so ratchet, Aaron.
Yes,
it's good.
It's not
on
good.
On like a hot day, like a nice cold glass of that.
Oh, but just get a flavor you already know you like. Like, have you ever had Welch's grape juice, but white grape juice?
I think so.
No,
but
I never have. I remember seeing the Juicy Juice commercials all the time on PBS, but I never actually tried
it. It's so good. And you know why it's good? Because they've perfected it. They took a white grape.
But they also, I guess it's Ocean Spray that does it. They take cranberry and put it with everything.
But just one thing at a time, though, right?
No.
It's like, ooh, cran grape. Mm,
that is
cran
good.
Cran pomegranate.
A cran grape is great.
They do like cran pineapple, cran.
Yes, right. Just all good. All good things. But this is what I'm saying. Punch itself.
It sounds like there's five things in it.
Yeah, and it was born.
But it's great.
It's like you go into a restaurant and they go, "Let me tell you about our specials today." And at first, when you've never worked in a restaurant or dated anybody who worked in a restaurant, you're like, the chef woke up this morning and thought, I'm going to create a new culinary delight. And you're like, he's telling me the things he wants to make for me. I'm going to have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Then you date somebody in the industry and they go, no, no, no. We had a whole bunch of these things spoiling, so we need to get rid of them. So let's create something with a tomahawk steak and chimichurri sauce, because those are two things that are going to be bad tomorrow. That's what fruit punch is. They just whole bunch of extra. No, it's
it's so good. And I love fruit punch. I love the big jug with the guy and with the weird. It's hat. It's a hat.
Is it really?
The Hawaiian punch guy. Yeah, I always thought it was his hair, but he's wearing a little hat.
Here's the reason this is coming up. Because Tiak, just before we go on the air, is like, you know what, man? I've always loved punch. I can make a good punch. I can make a bathtub punch. He started Forrest Gumping the punch thing instead of shrimp. It was like Hawaiian punch, bathtub punch.
I was known for my punch at parties. Yeah, you make it in a bowl.
You called it what?
It was known as blackout punch because it was unclear what was in it, how much was in it, and
but
all that.
It tastes like butt.
No, it tastes good. You got a little ginger ale, a little vodka, a lot of vodka, some punch, and then the key is the scoop of the orange ice cream. Now I'm forget how do you say it again? I call it sherbet.
The majority of people call it sherbet, but there's not
the majority
extra R.
of people are dumb.
Okay. It's sherbet.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah,
sherbet.
There's no second R, punch boy.
Why do people call it that?
Because they're dumb. Why do people say Chipotle? Wait, that is right.
That is it.
Yeah, Chipotle.
How does my mom say it? Chipotle. Chipotle.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Probably Chipotle. Yeah. But I don't even look at the label when I'm looking. I just look for the orange ice cream, and then that's what I get. But it's got to have the ice cream. It's just an excuse.
But you understand that.
And eat ice cream. Yeah, what's wrong with any of that? What's bad about that?
Because it doesn't have a direction. It's just, yeah. It's literally.
Just headache. That's the direction.
You know what it is? Mm-hmm. It's
you get a big bowl, a ladle.
It's what my parents used to make us eat. Like what? So by the time you get to Friday, we had round steak on Monday, we had chicken on Tuesday, we had something, and by Friday, what do we have? Oh, it's a casserole. Oh, what's in the casserole?
Everything from Monday, everything from Tuesday.
And you're like, what is that steak and chicken together in one thing? Well, we had both. And we
just, like, is that sherbet?
Yes! Punch is the casserole of dishes. How can you?
I like it. I like the ice cream. I just want to, if I'm drinking, I want to eat ice cream. That's really what it comes down to. I'm a simple man.
I'm just going to throw it out. Can you just give me a little context? Why were you talking about punch in the first place?
It was National Punch Day.
Oh, okay.
So.
Where's our punch?
I guess.
They have to give it a day because punch sucks so bad.
I think you're going to give me a different kind of
punch. Oh, yeah, it's coming.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.